You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Have you recovered from the summer sorted super prize announcement, Rob?
No, that's amazing.
It's a mad one, eh?
You lucky listeners.
Exactly. What are we talking about on the Mind Trench this morning,
right,
Rob?
As I said at the start of the show, there's many things I've never thought about or even considered thinking about, and there's lots of things I don't know. Which might be hard to believe, but there is.
You know, a lot of people can't admit that, Rob, and that's what I like about you.
Humility.
Yeah, trouble is I learn so much then instantly forget about it when I walk out the studio. But I get to learn stuff for a little bit, and I've learned something about shoes yesterday.
Go on then.
So I never thought about it. How long have they been about?
That is a good question.
I don't know.
I've never thought about it either.
Hazard a guess? Can you hazard a guess?
I would say at least 400 to 500 to 600 years.
Okay, 800 years.
800 is probably a better
800,
guess.
800, can't you? Like Jesus had sandals, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Or
2,000 years.
Okay. Well, the oldest pair of
the
oldest pair of shoes found in Europe are 6,200 years old.
Wow, we were.
That's what. That's what it
said
on the receipt.
Man, I'm so lowballed with 600.
You're not wrong.
I wasn't really thinking.
But researchers at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, South Africa, have just released a study offering new and surprising evidence that suggests that earlier shoes or foot coverings may have been worn as long ago as 75 to 150,000 years ago.
What? Wow.
Well, the bacteria were bloody wearing them.
Planktons.
Previous research suggested that people living in the lands of modern-day South Africa only began making and wearing footwear about 2,000 years ago.
Okay.
The thinking was that shoes in that part of the world wouldn't have been as necessary as they were for those living further from the equator, since they wouldn't be exposed to dangerous levels of cold.
Yeah, all right. No.
Do you know what?
Frostbite on the toes.
When I was actually thinking about this, when I was reading it on the train, when I was still asleep, is that why didn't we evolve, evolution? Why didn't we evolve
when we get hooves?
Hooves or big chunky bottoms of our feet.
I suppose it's the way we give birth, right?
Monkeys don't give shoes.
I've never bought a pair of shoes of a monkey ever.
No, they don't wear shoes. They've got those leathery feet.
I think it's more to do with our silly little brains that overdeveloped. Stop it.
Okay.
too much thinking, not enough hoof.
Yeah, not enough hoof.
Right, now, the evidence for ancient shoes the researchers produced comes from the analysis of a series of fossils markings found imprinted in three ancient rock surfaces along South Africa's Cape Coast.
Does it have a Nike tick in them?
That was my first thought. I never wrote that down because I thought it was too obvious. The imprints resemble tracks made by some kind of shoe. Geological dating techniques established the age for the imprinted surfaces as between 75 and 150,000 years ago. That's pretty. It's a big chunk there, isn't it?
It's a big chunk there.
75,000 years in between.
I quite like the idea of them being like, our margin of error is 75,000 years.
Good to cover your
area. Don't think about it too much.
The area there would have likely been a beachfront in ancient times.
Nice.
So basically what they did was create several different types of simple footwear that ancient people could have made. Then researchers slept up and down a couple of beaches walking on wet and dry sand, and then done all these measurements and all this really intelligent stuff, and compared the imprints to the fossilised ones.
Wow.
Almost exactly the same.
I mean, that's quite amazing, really. I also like the idea of someone else just having their day at the beach and watching all these scientists running up and down looking at their feet.
Coats?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly how I was imagining them in my head. I also was thinking, when you were talking about cold being a factor, I hadn't even considered that. I was thinking of when it's the start of summer and you start not wearing shoes again for the first time in 6 to 8 months, and you step on some gravel.
Prickles.
Oh, the worst feeling ever. That's more what I was thinking you'd need shoes for.
Right, I've got to tell you this.
No one has hard feet
when
anymore.
I first got here, I couldn't believe people walking around, even in Auckland City, no shoes on. I thought they all can't be from poor families. So I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this. And the first time I did it, I stood on a drawing pin.
Oh!
in the CBD?
Or like, eh?
In the CBD?
Oh, no, at home.
Oh, okay,
I wouldn't. You know, I don't go to the beach.
The only time I've gone,
yeah, it was horrible. Never done it since.
I actually can't imagine you on the beach, Rob.
I don't do the beach.
Trying to do a visualisation
in
of
jeans.
No. And I can only sort of see you in your beanie and your sunglasses and your hoodie zipped up sitting under a tree looking grumpy.
No, I've been to a beach once. It's,
what?
I've seen the sea.
Yeah, fair enough.
Goes in, comes out, it doesn't do nothing else.
You're so dramatic. Have you got a poem for us this morning, Rob?
No, I was so tired on the train this morning.
Oh, that's fair enough. Some days you just got to wait till inspiration strikes. You have picked us a huge tune, though.
Now, I'd like to say a little bit about this. This is such an incredibly heartbreaking song, but I find it hauntingly beautiful.
Ooh.
And it's Love Don't Live Anymore. Love Don't Live Here Anymore. I actually, till about 10 minutes ago, thought it was by Janet Kaye, but it's not. It's by Sharon Forrester.
Learning. Huge tune.
It's beautiful.
I think this is from a soul jazz comp, this particular version. Thank you for picking it for us this morning, Rob. And thank you for bringing us some shoe chat. We will see you next week.
Yep.
Lots of people loving this one, Rob. Great good, selection. Sharon Forrester with Love Don't Live Here Anymore.
It's just so sad.
It is so sad, but it's so beautiful. Also, a lot of summer texts coming in. Unsurprisingly, we just announced the Summer Sorted Super Prize Pack for 2023. Get your text through to 53395. You can text in as many times as you like. Does cost 20 cents or something, I think, to text in. But, you know, you do the maths. You could get flights to Hawaii and a whole bunch of other stuff. So, on balance, pretty good.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.